Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning. This is Minister Fanny Reed, and today we are going to talk about rejoice in the Lord. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, that's a scripture, a favorite scripture of my sister and I. We quote it all the time. But you know what? It's no good just quoting it. We're going to have to live by what the Word said. God said in the Word, he's not the God to lie, neither the son of man to repent. If he say this is the day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. That's what he mean. Amen. We have to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We have to delight ourselves in you, Lord. And the Word of God say, happy am I, because God is my Lord. Amen. God said in his Word, the earth is his and the fullness thereof, and everything in it belongs to him. All the riches and gold, the cattle on the hill, everything belongs to God. So I'm saying to myself and everybody in radio land, we can't do nothing without God. If you think you can, you're fooling yourself. We need God every day, every minute, every second of our lives. I know I do. I can't make it without him. Amen. Father, thank you for loving us and rejoicing over us with joy. I am redeemed. God said in his Word that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. For poverty, he gave us wealth. For sickness, he gave us health. And for death, he gave us eternal life. You know, we're going to have to take God at his Word. He said we have been redeemed. And then he said for us to come with singing and everlasting joy up on our head. Amen. And when we begin to do these things, we attain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing flee away. That's what he said in the Word. Amen. Now, if you're still walking around, I don't care what's happening in life, and you still being sorrowful, you don't believe what the Word of God say. Amen? Or you haven't read it yet. That's why he says, study and show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? He said, when we rejoice with everlasting joy, we sing and begin to rejoice in the Lord, sorrow and sighing flee away. In other words, there's no more sorrow. You know, a lot of people say, well, I can't help but be sorry because this happened and that happened. He say, once we begin to rejoice, sorrow leaves and sighing flee away. Sighing is like, I should have come, should have done, would have done, could have done. God had already told us to do so we can have joy. Amen? So let us begin singing this morning. Because a lot of us going through things. Let us begin repeating the word and shouting and singing and giving him the joy and the praise. You know, that's why the church stayed in the wilderness so long from complaining. We're going to have to stop all that complaining. We say we trust God. We believe God. Well, shut your mouth, because the word of God says you have what you say with your mouth. You got to be careful what you are saying. He say, repeat the word of God. Let it not depart from our eyes nor our lips. Meditate therein day and night. I guarantee you, once you do these things, your sorrow leave, your sight in a leave, and the joy of the Lord become your strength. Because you have the strength you need to go through whatever it might be. That's what he said. I don't care what it is, how bad it is, how it happened, or the way it happened. He said he will bring us sorrow. He will bring us gladness. And sorrow and sighting will flee away from us when we begin to give him the praise. Amen? And you know what else he said? The spirit of rejoicing, joy, and laughter is our heritage. You know, that's something good to know, people. He said, that's our heritage. If you say you're a child of God and you don't have it, something is wrong. Go back and regroup yourself again and check out the word and see what's going on. The word could straighten us out when nothing else can. Amen? He said, we should have joy and laughter. That's our heritage. I want mine. I don't know about y'all. Amen? When the spirit of the Lord is there, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage and freedom. You begin to walk in liberty. You don't get caught up and caught up over things that you hear the people say in the world. You know, the enemy's not going to bring you anything good. If you're hearing something negative, that is not God. He's not in there, He just not saying. We will have the spirit of the Lord once we begin singing and rejoicing, and then that's when we will find liberty, emancipation, free from bondage. Then we begin to walk in liberty. That means you are trusting God. You believe what he said, no matter what goes on around us. Because he said, if the world crumble down around us, be still and know that he is God. But you can't know it if you ain't studied the word and you ain't meditated day and night. We got to do what he say. You could be saved and still in bondage. All right now, read the word, study the word so you can be free from bondage, so you can walk in liberty. Amen? God want us to praise him with joyful lips. Always, some of us always complain. He say, praise us with joyful lips, and then we're ever filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Amen? You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about that. But he said the Holy Spirit is our lead, our guide, our teacher. It brings all things to our remembrance. Amen? God said that. He said he's not the son of lie, neither the man of that he need to repent. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen? And when we begin rejoicing and lifting up the name of the Lord and telling him what he's saying in his word, then we ever feel and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. We begin to speak out in psalms and hymns and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. And then we'll have a happy heart. And it's become medicine and give us a cheerful mind. Amen? The word become medicine. You can actually put on your medicine bottle. You know, a lot of people don't believe that. But once you begin to rejoice, he said it right here. My happy heart is a good medicine. And my cheerful mind works healing. You know, that's good. Once we begin rejoicing and speaking the word and believing the word and trusting in God, that pain we thought we had in our hip and our back leave. That's the best medicine I know to take. How you can save you some money. Why had to go to the doctor? He also said we have a cheerful mind. When your mind cheerful, it work healing. You're always thinking about the goodness of the Lord. what the Lord said, what he said is going to do, how it's going to do it. Come on. That's why he say rejoice in the Lord. And as we begin to rejoice, it become medicine to our body and healing to our minds. You know, that's good stuff. He said it right here in the word. You know, a lot of us look over the things. We just read it and keep going. But he said he come to give us life and life more abundantly. That's more abundantly, people. That's more life. That's what he said. The light in our eyes rejoice. Amen. And then we have a good report. Our conscience will radiate the joy of the Lord. You know, you got some people that be so happy all the time. And you know they going through. Why are you so happy? Why you can hold on like that? How you can do that? Nobody but the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He'll give it to you, people. We ain't got to walk around with our head hung down. We don't have to just give up and throw in the towel. We don't have to. Just do what he say do, and we have what he say we can have. He say you have what you say with your mouth. On these jobs, we do what the boss say. We do what the world says so we can get what we want. If we want what Jesus got for us, do what he say do. He say rejoice in the Lord always. Amen? Father, I thank you that I bear much prayer fruit. When you begin to rejoice, you begin to pray more. You begin to thank him more. Amen? And then the joy of the Lord become your gladness. You begin to delight in the Lord. And you are complete and overflowing. Amen? The joy of the Lord is definitely your strength. Therefore, I count it all joy, strength, when I enter and encounter tests or trials of any sort. I'm strong in the Lord. Amen? That's what he said. In Christ, we have the victory. Satan is under our feet. We are not moved by adverse circumstances. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We dwell in the kingdom of God and have peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. This world, in this world, cannot give you peace. God say, the peace I have, the world can't give it, and the world cannot take it away. If you want peace to pass all understanding, get the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead, and I shall be praying for us today. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14 and 13, to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up forth abundantly with life abundantly. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love. Your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a stranger. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and our heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessings and all else you have for us this day. Lord Jesus, we ask you to do all of these things and let your love shine brightly through us and others as an act of worship to you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, we give you thanks this day, Lord God, for your miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God, that you will perform in the people of God. Father God, we thank you that you hear us and you answer our prayer. Father God, we thank you that your ears is attentive to us at all times, through all situations, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise, that it is well in our homes, it is well in our communities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning to correspond with this ministry. For our contact information.